The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Had a listener call just a little bit ago and wanted to go on the air, and I was right in the middle of this thing about school shootings, and I wanted to finish that because I think it's important that you understand that there is a very concerted effort to manipulate you by the news media to a particular ideology. And you see it all the time. If you understand that, if you realize that, you'll be just fine, you know. But if you don't understand that and just accept at face value whatever the news media says, you're going to be in real trouble. Like the headline from CNN, in 46 weeks this year, there have been 44 school shootings. Well, if you count shootings that occur in the parking lot in the middle of the night that has nothing to do with the school, shootings that happened a block or two away from the school that have nothing to do with the school, someone with a BB gun or a drug deal gone bad, well, then, yeah, there were 44 school shootings. Anyway, be aware of that. But what I wanted to say to that listener and to others, if you'd like to call back, I'll put you on the air right away. 877-BOB-LIVE on Fridays. I do my best to open the phone lines to anybody who wants to talk about basically anything. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Now, speaking of the news media and the ideology of most of the news media, recently the secular news media just went crazy because of a couple of speeches, one given by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the other by Attorney General William Barr. In both of their speeches, they talked about their personal faith and how faith and religious freedom is essential for America. Now, hang with me. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Attorney General William Barr simply gave speeches talking about their personal faith and the importance of faith and religious freedom. USA Today said this: Secretary Pompeo's speech potentially violates the principle of separation of church and state. The Guardian said Attorney General Barr's devout Catholic faith poses a threat to the separation of church and state. MSNBC said Team Trump's theological push isn't subtle. In a country that's supposed to honor the constitutional principle of separation of church and state, it isn't exactly healthy either. So the news media had a fit that administration officials actually talked about religious faith in connection with freedom. Can I read you some other quotes? Here it is. I have been driven many times upon my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I had nowhere else to go. That's a quote from Abraham Lincoln. Another one. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. John Adams. Another one. The longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. Benjamin Franklin. Another one. Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. The mere politician ought to respect and to cherish them. George Washington. Isn't it fascinating that if those quotes were given today, the news media would say, those are unconstitutional excesses of religion in government. Except those quotes were made by those who drafted the Constitution. All right. All right. Let's go back to the phones, and we're going to go to Belksville, Maryland, and we're going to talk to Sandra. Hi, Sandra. You're welcome. You're on Bobberty Live. I am honored that you called today. Welcome.
I'm happy I was able to get through. As I was expressing to the gentleman before I call, before my call came through, I'm just wanting to say that as a Christian station, I feel that you all need to be less political, less biased, less one-sided, and just present the gospel in a way that Jesus would present it. I mean, when Jesus was walking the earth, he was very careful, not only in how he presented himself and the works of his Father, but even though he spoke about the political milieu in his day, he was still teaching about how we as citizens need to be able to handle what's going on around us and how we should. We should always choose God before man. But I feel over the years, y'all are getting too biased and too one-sided and less spiritual. That's my take.
Well, thank you, Sandra. First, you need to understand I'm a guest host. Don Crow is usually the guest.
I'm not thinking about you particularly.
Me particularly?
No, I said not you particularly.
Oh, okay. All right. Uh-huh. Here's some truth. WAVA in Washington, D.C. and WRFD in Columbus, Ohio. The overwhelming majority of the programming on both of these stations are Bible teaching. People like Chuck Swindoll, J. Vernon McGee, Charles Stanley, the great Bible teachers on both of the stations, the overwhelming majority of the programming are strictly Bible teaching. In the afternoon, WAVA has a talk show. Don Crow is the usual host. On WRFD, there's a talk show, and I am the host. I don't know about Don's format, but I try as much as I can to avoid the political. We deal far more with spiritual issues. However, when there are political issues that are going to impact you, me, my family, your church, and our nation, I think we as Christians need to be able to look at it objectively from a biblical point of view and evaluate what's going on in the political world, because that is going to impact us. So that's my take on it. I would much rather deal with the theological issues, the church issues. But at the same time, the afternoon talk shows are usually the only time on our Christian teaching talk stations across America with the Salem Network that does deal with the political aspects. And we try our best, and I know Don does, to do it from a biblical and balanced perspective. But Sandra, I appreciate your comments. I really do. I appreciate your input. Thank you so very much for calling. Thank you. Very quickly, Paul in New Belleville, Ohio? Paul, what town are you from here in Ohio?
New Carlisle. It's close to Dayton.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar with that. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, thank you. I wanted to comment on the political end of things. As far as Trump is concerned, he wasn't my first choice as a president. I think he's done a good job as far as his decisions. And as far as his general manner, people complain about it, but let me remind people that I thought President Bush was a perfect gentleman the whole time when he was in office in relation to the news media and so forth, and they treated him like dirt. They run his numbers down as far as acceptance. And so actually, as far as surviving, I think Trump maybe is maybe got the knack as far as kind of shooting back a little bit. And so I just wanted to express my opinion.
Well, thank you, Paul. I think those are well-reasoned thoughts, and I appreciate very much you calling. Are you a first-time caller?
I am, yes. Uh-huh.
Well, don't be a last time. I'd love to have you on the air again.
I love your show.
Well, thank you. That's very, very encouraging, and please feel free to call anytime. I'd love to talk to you again. God bless you. And with Paul hanging up, I've got a phone line available at 877-BOB-LIVE, but we must take a quick break. 877-262-5483. When we return, Maria in Virginia will be up next. Stay tuned.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, again, welcome to Bob Burney Live on AM 880 and WRFD and 104.5 FM. And on WAVA 105.1 FM in the Washington, D.C. area. And as promised, we're going to go to Virginia and talk with Maria. Hi, Maria. Welcome, and thank you so much for calling. You're on the air.
Yes, Bob. I wanted to say to you that I am very confused about the topic of school shootings that I just heard you talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it sounds like you are diminishing the issue, and I am not understanding the relationship between this radio station advocating for the word of the Lord and spreading His word, and at the same time you are diminishing the school shootings. To me, that sounds like you are pro guns. I think that if Jesus would be walking the earth, He wouldn't be lobbying for guns. It's very confusing and it's very hard because as a parent, I send my kids to school every day, and sometimes I do, you know, think to myself, what if something happened today? I am not understanding how you can say, oh, well, it was not 44 shootings, it was less than that. Where is the positive side by you saying that?
Because I'm
Maria, where do I find some comfort of you say diminishing the number?
Maria, let me respond, okay? Because I'm telling the truth. That's what I'm doing. And I said probably four times I am not diminishing the tragedy of school shootings. It's terrible. What happened yesterday in California is unconscionable. But we need to speak the truth. And the truth is that when CNN reports that there were 44 school shootings this year, that is terribly misleading and causes panic. And that's exactly what they want to do. They want to cause panic. And my point was, let's look at this in a balanced way. And the facts are that you're concerned about your children, and I understand that. I'm concerned about my grandchildren. But children are safer in the school than they are on the school bus. Factually and statistically, children are safer in the school from a gun attack than they are on the playground. So when we deal with these issues, we need to do it with balance and with facts, not emotion and hysteria. Now, as far as Jesus not advocating for guns, well, number one, there weren't guns during that time. But Jesus did at one point tell his disciples to go out and get a weapon. He told them that. So to try to say, well, what would Jesus do is almost impossible because of the change in cultures. There were not guns in Jesus' time. But Maria, I understand completely your concern for children, and I am not in any way, shape, or form diminishing the tragedy of school shootings, but we need to do it with truth and balance, not distortion and hysteria. Does that make sense?
It makes perfectly sense, but even if there is two school shootings, that doesn't make it okay.
No, of course not. And I think you've missed my point.
No,
I have said repeatedly any school shooting is tragic.
That's right. But why would you say that the number has something to do with our opinions? If it's 40 or if it's 2, it is a tragedy, isn't it?
Of course it's a tragedy, but it determines how we deal with it.
It seems to me like you are advocating for guns, because you haven't said to me if you are pro or not. I am not pro guns.
Well, to be personal, I don't have a gun myself, but it is a constitutional right in America to have
it
a gun to protect yourself. And
that's
if
right.
we,
that
if we,
not okay to
Maria,
each other.
Maria, if we disagree with that, then we've got to change the Constitution. But if we are going to abide by the laws of the land and the Constitution of America, at this point, the Constitution of America assures individual citizens not the privilege, but the right to firearms so that they can defend themselves. That is the law. That's the Constitution. And whether you like it or whether I like it is irrelevant. And if that's going to change, then the Constitution's going to have to change. Until then, I will defend the rights of people to bear arms reasonably. But the problem is not the guns. The problem is the heart of man. And since you brought up Jesus, and I'm glad you did, in America, we don't have a gun problem. We have a heart problem. We have a spiritual problem. And that's what we need to address, is not trying to get rid of guns. They did that in London, England, and now they're stabbing each other. And so now they're trying to outlaw knives. Outlawing guns is not the issue. Changing the heart of men and women and, unfortunately, even children. That's the answer. But, Maria, I am so glad you called. Thank you. Calling from Virginia. It's an emotional thing, and that's why we need to deal with this truthfully, factually, in an objective manner, rather with hysteria, which is exactly what the news media wants. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.